Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time 2024. You know, there are plenty of passages in the Bible to which many people object. One of those appears among this Sunday's readings. The fault we found wasn't in the words of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, which happens to be from Ephesians 5, verses 21 to 32. But in the brackets the editors of the Church Lectionary Missal books place around some of the passages. The brackets seem to signify someone's assessment that these words are expendable. You don't have to waste your time with them. Besides, they may offend you. Here's the text some of us may or may not be reading this Sunday. Be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives should be subordinate to their husband as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of his wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, he himself the Savior of the body. As the church is subordinate to Christ, so wives should be subordinate to their husbands in everything. Wow, huh? In today's context, this sounds not only politically incorrect, but downright suicidal for any man to say to his wife. But if you can break through the brackets and read between the lines, what Paul is calling for is loyalty. Yes, these offending lines may be objectionable when spoken about two people, but we're not talking about two people. In marriage, two become one in God, and God is love. And if he is love, he is also loyalty. Loyalty is a theme in all three of Sunday's readings. In our first from Joshua, chapter 24, the prophet gathers the leaders of all the tribes of Israel. He challenges their loyalty to God. If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve, the gods your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose country you are now dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. These elders got themselves into trouble with Joshua with their behavior, signaling a desire for separation from God's love and a divorce from unity with him. But no, they were quick to tell Joshua why they'll stick with this particular God and his services. Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods, they said, for it was the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, and out of a state of slavery. He performed those great miracles before our very eyes and protected us along our entire journey. Those kind of services are hard for any God to beat, wouldn't you say? This love for God sounds awfully conditional, though. The kind of love you give a house while looking for a new address. That's a shopping situation where you're interested in all the services you can get. Evidently, these people were satisfied with our God's customer service. So why switch to another? This is far from the unifying, unconditional love God craves from us and for us. These leaders seem to be more interested in keeping God's housing than in sharing his home. But as we see in our gospel reading from John, chapter 6, the many people Jesus miraculously fed with a handful of loaves and fish wanted that food wagon to stay open. Jesus could see they weren't getting this message about him being the bread of life and the only route to unity with God. Since it looked like Jesus' food service was about to end, many left his company, and as this passage says, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." His 12 disciples were happy to be subservient, not only to Jesus, but to each other. They knew they were all one with the Holy One. So yes, putting brackets around Paul's advice for wives to be subservient to their husbands is silly. Subservience works among those who are one. It is the secret to thousands of golden and silver anniversaries. It's the secret to Christianity's survival past its 2,000th anniversary. This unity in loyalty is the theme of a favorite country song. It's called "It Works" by Alabama. Let's close with its beginning. He rattles his glass, she jumps up fast, and pours him a glass of tea. Deep in her heart, she believes that's the way it should be. Yeah, and I've seen my dad get fightin' mad over one little four-letter word. He'll tell you fast you don't talk like that around her. We may not see it the way they see it. We may not do it the way they do it. But she lives her life for him. He'd gladly die for her. And even in this modern age, it works. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.